you were then, so you were away. Weren't there some other really bad hurricanes in the 50s and 60s?
All of them blame my away. They don't come to Curacao.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, they don't come to Curacao. No. I always see happen there as the hurricane passes.
Yeah.
The sea rises up a little high,
yeah,
and the water just knock over the sidewalk. Uh-huh. Because Curacao water deep, yeah, to saline. Uh-huh. You know, uh-huh, if you sweep out the sidewalk there, uh-huh, nobody see. If a ship thing, they must see a part of the ship.
Yeah.
The ship just tie up there,
uh-huh,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, the water only come up high. Uh-huh. From the refinery, they tie up all the ship, they pack everything because of hurricane. But the water only rise a little high. Nothing. And Curacao is level.
Yeah, it is.
Level.
Yeah. So what's the direction? Curacao is what? Is that, that's,
Dutch.
Yeah. Dutch, it's Dutch.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Shell was a Dutch oil company.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Shell is Dutch. You have a lot of Dutch from Holland working, but they got Englishman too. Yeah. I think they have Cheney. Yeah. In the wartime, they brought on a refinery from England. Yeah.
Shell and BP was one company.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shell and BP. I don't know if you go in there.
You never been to Curacao?
No.
But you have a place to hold ships.
Yeah.
You can't stand in the open sea and see them.
Is that right?
I don't see no ship. No.
Why?
We had up to 88 ships in wartime one time. 88. Right in Curacao.
Yeah.
You can't stand
in the
open
sea. In the water?
Yes. Right up in the land. You sail up, you go up the ship. And the dock too. You got tears for them up here. You couldn't stay outside. The way the Germans try to do, they try to block the mouth where they're coming in.
Oh,
down in town, you know. They launch torpedoes and they run ashore, you know, like that. But they had their protected with something in the sea, a net, you know.
The Germans decided U-boats, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were active around Curacao. Yeah,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. I've never seen that. So all of the ships docked inland?
All the ship back there was tankers and aircraft carriers on too. You know what I mean? They had a lot of soldiers there going up. American ship. They're there for days. We would go up the stream, you could see them.
But now
they're down there, they're behind the gun, behind the big gun and the ship.
That's all.
And the day that they're going out, you know, they start from early morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to work, we see the ship going out one by one.
Yeah.
One by one. Up to the time that we finish the 8 hours,
yeah,
that bridge won't come back and connect.
Yeah.
Ship's still going out.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does it get across?
Huh?
How does it get across?
They have a boat.
Oh.
They got ferry boat.
Ferry boat,
to get from one side to the other. Yeah. Whenever that bridge swing, those two ferry boats run. On one side across each other. They keep the class. Now they have an overhead bridge.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Going from Curacao?
No, it's part of
Curacao and Otobanda.
Oh,
yes. Otobanda and Punda.
Oh, okay.
You know, Otobanda and Punda.
Okay, I see. And so it's two islands?
No, it's an island.
One,
what happened to the stream come to the middle of the town?
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they get from one half of the town to the other side, the punt.
When you go up in the land, there your boat itself, and you say how a big chunk of water up in the land, and these, all the ships sail up.
They're going to float on the bridge.
You have a dry dock top.
I see.
Or any size of ship.
Yeah. How many people are there, would you say?
I don't know.
I have
really.
No idea.
I don't know really how much the population, I don't know.
There is a really big city there.